Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za, as well as on DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. Tonight, I bring in the servant of the Lord, Muruti Muko. We are progressing, going forward with the covenant-keeping God that we serve on daily basis. I have songs of worship as well. As always, you know that we play songs of worship. The report of the Lord that we are serving is a good report. That's why you will hear us saying, God is good all the time. God is good. In the midst of stressful, challenging situations that we find ourselves in daily, the report of the Lord will always be a good report. Therefore, every challenge and every situation, we take it to the Lord in prayer, because we know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Since well, your prayer availeth much, it means that you can give thanks in the name of Jesus, knowing that his report is valid, his report is user-friendly, and in your journey in life, you are not alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. And of course, it gives you the grace to live this life by faith. Akani plaiki. Why, I'm going to say, tonight, you were nanse na.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community. Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
That's how we come in your house, wherever you are, tonight. Resemara akani plaiki, iwe nansena, meaning that you are the only God. Now, the report of the Lord, it's a medicine. When it is applied, meaning the word of the living God, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, this word, they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. We know very well that when the word of the Lord is applied, my family, it chases away darkness. Iko kwala rutura xikombu na kambe riri rutura wena iri boningo emilengeni ja mina ni ku bona kala endleleni ya mina I Davida yaloy ndi hlambanyile ndi tiyisa ndiku wena hosi xikombu ta famba hi milawu ja ku lulama ka wena. Very often, when the report of the Lord is heard, it is the word of God which is heard, and it will never return back to the Lord void. So the question is, which report are you believing, basically? There are so many stories that are horrible sometimes in life, but there is only one report which will never mislead you, which is the report of the word of the living God, which is alive, which is full of power always in our lives. Let's go into our conversation with Pastor Ephraim Muko. You will hear very well the covenant-keeping God that we serve, you and I. And of course, His Word has the final say. Let's go there tonight. Holy Family, Buhulu Bamangeloi, we bring in the man of God.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Well, my family, welcome back. And yeah, we are so excited to have you on board as the family member. Remember that when we are on Intimate Moments, we play good music, as we have already started with good music. I must say that we love music because music ministers to our hearts. It ministers to our well-being by and large. I suppose you know that at the moment I'm not alone in the studio. Ke Ephraim Muko, the teacher of the Bible on Intimate Moments tonight. Good evening and welcome, servant of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, on Intimate Moments.
Good evening to you. Good evening, Tate Mashakeni. Greetings to the family at home. We appreciate this moment. We appreciate and we are thankful that we are able to sit down with family in our living spaces. And let's just talk about the Word of God.
I love that, because really, if we are a family, we are brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
We are, you know, people who share the very same values and norms, I should say. Now, most importantly, Maruti, we have started the conversation last week with regards to the covenant. When you work in a company, you sign a contract, or the documents that you are supposed to sign, they will tell you these are your benefits, if they are. And they will tell you, you must work very, very hard. You know, I won't name those benefits. However, coming back into the kingdom, Jesus Christ says, go ye therefore, you preach the gospel. These are the things that would follow you when you preach the gospel. Now, Murut, perhaps let's start here. Bring us to speed. What is a covenant? Before we delve deeper into the benefits of the covenant, maybe in a nutshell to those who were not listening last week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So we started last week explaining what a covenant is, which is, or the covenant includes promises that God made. Especially the main covenant that we spoke about last week was the covenant that God had with Abraham. And then we also spoke about who is the God that we serve, the God that can make a covenant with Abraham, a God that will make covenant with all other people, even with us, and a God that will keep His covenant. Who is He? So we spoke about that. We explained it. And I think if family members are, you know, we can't go back and explain everything. So if there's something that we can for, they can go into our podcasts and check our podcasts, Intimate Moments. That's when they will find, that's where they will find what we were talking about regarding the covenant. And then we also asked, when are we supposed to keep the covenant? And I think we keep the covenant all the time. You give an example now of an employee working. Now, when you are working, everything that you do, you do it to the benefit of that company, because that company is going to benefit you as well. So you give your services to the company, and the company will remunerate you.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we are supposed to keep the covenant at all times.
I love it.
Because the covenant is going to benefit us.
Mm.
Okay? Then we also spoke about the old and the new covenant, which is really and simply the covenants in the Old Testament and the covenant in the New Testament. The new covenant being the promise that Jesus makes to us as his people, the promise that Jesus made to his disciples, and by virtue of it being what he now makes to us. You know, he says, I will make a new covenant, and I'll
right.
put my law in their inward part,
lovely,
and
lovely.
Write it in their hearts.
Sure.
So that is the new covenant. We don't use the examples of Abraham that had to do this and that, Noah that had to build an ark. We're now talking about a covenant that Jesus says, I will write the laws in their hearts.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
what we have to do, we just have to keep the law.
Now, let's talk more broadly about that, about the benefits. Maybe there could be other scriptures that you would love to refer, you know, to this conversation. But I love the way you said it. You said it mouthfully, so it is profound. Let's talk broadly about these benefits that we have when we are in the covenant with the Lord God Almighty.
Yes. In your intro, you put it out quite nicely.
Sure.
Giving an example of somebody that's working for a company. When you join them, you sign a contract to say, these are my key performance areas. I agree to them. And they say to you, okay, if you keep it to your key performance areas, this is what we will remunerate you with. So you sign that, you agree to it, and what you have to do, you just have to keep it. So keeping to your agreement to the company will benefit you in that, one, you'll be regarded as a good employee. Secondly, you will benefit financially from that company. And sometimes you even grow your reputation because of that company. And I'll give an example, my dear brother. I came into Radio Pulpit not knowing much about Christianity, okay? And I gave myself up, opened my heart, and I said, I want to serve here. Wanting to serve here was not just about going out there doing sales and all that. Wanting to serve was whatever Radio Pulpit wanted me to do, they would ask me and I'll do it. If they say to me, there is somebody out there that we want you to go and see because there is an event that they are doing, they send me there, I go. Okay, how does it benefit me? It benefits me besides the financial remuneration. It benefits me now I get to know another person. Now I get to relate to another person. Now somebody gets to know about me. Okay, and I've seen it, my dear brother, I've seen it wherever I go, even where I don't expect to be known by anybody. Somebody will come through and say, do you work for Radio Pulpit? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you are this person. Yes. Oh, yeah. And then I like this one. I see you on social media. Okay. Now, what is my reputation there? People take me seriously, one, from what I post on social media, secondly, on my behavior, thirdly, because of how I relate to them and to the Radio Pulpit management.
I love that. And one of the scripture that we read, my dear brother, as we talk about the benefits of keeping this covenant with the Lord is Psalm 89, verse number 34. Mm. It says from the Amplified Bible, here, my covenant will I not break or profane, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. This is one of our scripture reference. Talk more about this as we're talking about the benefits of being in the covenant with the Lord, the covenant of the blood, the covenant of our confession, the covenant of knowing the eternal God while we are still alive.
Absolutely. And look, I want to bring it closer by reading from the NIV.
Nice.
Okay. I'm going to read something that I think will resonate very well with us, because I think it's stated simply in Isaiah 54, verse 10. Okay. And it says, now this is God's promise to us. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed. Who says it? Says the Lord, who has compassion on you. You see, so God promises you, if you keep my covenant, if you keep our agreement, I promise you my love, whether the mountains are shaken, whether there's an earthquake, whether there's a volcano, my love for you will not change. I will keep my promise to you because you are my child and I have compassion on you. You see,
my brother, I love that verse, ne? And I want you to expand it more and more. My family, I'm in conversation with Ndate Ephraim Mugo on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition, Radio Pulpit. We're going to read that verse.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, my family, Resimura, Zianda, Wakalituli, Oteri, Awile. Yeah, the report of the Lord will always give us courage and confidence. Confidence to know that God is alive and God is our refuge. Indeed, we are covenanted with the Lord. During creation, the God that we serve, you and I, spoke words and things happen. Even today, we can speak things and it will happen. Job 22:28, you will declare a thing and it will be established for you, my family, and the light will shine on your path. Whenever the report of the Lord is spread or spoken, there is development, there is progress, there is salvation. We are able to recognize and see the love of God, because you and I are loved by the Lord. Always read for yourself this report, this manual called the Bible. Remember as well, as you serve the Lord, scriptures cannot be broken. Scriptures will always speak the truth to us. Let's hear more from the servant of the Lord on your daily companion, Pastor Mko. We love the conversation. Let's go in there. Resimura Roni Uri.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We're still moving forward. And I must say that I loved the conversation. Our introduction, I must say, yo. Ndatemuko, kindly read that scripture in the book of Isaiah, moving forward. And you will tell us maybe the segment that we're talking about as we move forward with our conversation.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's read that again. Isaiah 54, verse 10. And I'm reading from the NIV. It says, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion over you. And the main word that I pick up from that is the word peace. My covenant of peace will not be removed. I promise you that I will keep you. I will be your God that promised you from the days of Abraham that I will not break my covenant. So there's in a world where it's unstable. I mean, we know the kind of world that we're living in these days. In the world of instability, God's covenant brings unshakable peace and purpose, because God loves peace. And remember, whoever is on earth, whoever is alive at this moment in time, has got a purpose. Okay? So God's covenant brings this unshakable peace, and it gives us an opportunity to live in our purpose, to bring what God has designed for us to be on earth. If my purpose is to come and switch on the lights for us, that's my purpose. That's my job.
I
have to come and not be afraid to come in and switch on the lights.
Now, that brings us to, you know, the issue that says we can trust, acknowledge the God of the covenant.
Mm.
Broadly speaking, these are days and times where each one of us who is a born-again Christian must rely on the God of the covenant. Take us through.
Okay, let me just add what you're saying. Why trust and why acknowledge that our God that we serve, it's a God of covenant? Let's read Romans 11, verse 29. And it reminds us, for God's gifts and his call are irrevocable.
Romans chapter
11.
11, my
verse,
family.
Verse 29.
Verse number 29.
Yeah.
Mm.
God's gifts and calling cannot be revoked. They are irrevocable. So when God promises you, He does not change. When God promises something, He does not change. He keeps on to that. So trusting God means believing His word, even when circumstances say otherwise. Sometimes we say we trust God, and then we have obstacles in our lives, and we start to doubt, who is this God? But I can assure you, God's gifts and calling cannot be revoked. So we need to trust and believe in God, in His word, even when the circumstances are not favorable to us. I mean, Abraham trusted God's covenant promise despite his old age and impossibilities. When God said to him, you will be a father of many nations, Abraham was very old, and he didn't think it'll work. But you know what? He trusted God, and he said, I believe in you. I know this promise will come to pass. And it did. And it did. So we have to always trust in God. We have to trust in His covenant, His promises, because what He says will never change. Okay? So our faith should not be blind. It's got to be anchored in a covenant. We cannot just faithfully go out and do things. We need to check what are God's promises in this situation, okay? And then we need to trust in His response, because His response is a covenant. His response is unbreakable. His response, His gifts, will not be revoked. So we just have to keep on trusting God, keep on trusting the Lord for what He is going to do for us. Okay? So what we can take away from all this is, covenant trust is not based on what we see. It's based on who God is. Covenant trust is not based on what we see with our human eye. It's based on who God is. So we cannot just say, yeah, well, because God has promised me to have shelter, I can go and just build. There are rules and regulations towards that. There are processes that you need to fulfill. You've got to have money to build. And God will capacitate you to get you to that stage. Now, something that us as human beings do, we say, because God has promised us, what do? We want it to happen now. That's not how God works. God works in his own time, because for Him, 1,000 years is like a day. And a day is like 1,000 years. So He works according to how He has gifted you. You know, who doesn't want to have a car? Each and every one of us wants to have a car. But if it's not time for you to have one, don't force it. Don't go out stealing cars. That's not how God purposed it to be. So do not force it. Wait on God, because His covenant is not based on what we see, on what we want, on what we perceive, but His covenant is based on who He is. So let's keep the faith. Let's know that whatever God has promised will come to pass.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, Intatana Ephraim Ko. No wonder, servant of the Lord and the family, the Bible says, for all the promises of God, in Him are yes, and in amen. Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Most importantly, I can hear that you are emphasizing the promises of the Lord, His timing as well.
Yes.
I think it's an eye-opener to us. Talk more about this, my brother.
Okay. So how else? Let's remember that God is the one that made us. God is the one that created us. God knows. In Jeremiah, he says, you are here. I am here with you. I am. You were not born for me to... remind me what it says, yes, Morutika.
It says in the book of Jeremiah,
yeah,
my brother. Let's go, just go through to it. Jeremiah, my family, chapter 1.
Mm.
Let's go to it.
Yes.
I knew you.
I knew you.
I ordained
before
you.
Before you were born.
I sanctified you.
Yeah.
I love that. kindly go to it. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5. We just want to give it a context, because what you are saying is very, very important. Jeremiah, my family, chapter 1, look at verse number 5.
Verse number
kindly
5.
Read for the family.
Right. It says, before, and I like it because it doesn't say before you were formed. It says before I formed you in the womb, I knew you.
Come on.
Okay?
Go
ahead. Not before you were formed. Before I, as God, formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. What does it mean? God knew Jeremiah before he was even conceived, showing divine intentionality. God had an intention of forming Jeremiah in his mother's womb. Okay, Jeremiah was set apart for a specific mission, that of being a prophet. And this highlights that God has a plan for each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah's role as a prophet wasn't random.
Okay.
It was part of God's plan. It was part of God's design. So this verse, we use it to affirm the idea that every life has value.
Uh-huh.
Every life has purpose,
right?
And every life is a calling.
Thank you so much, my family. We are moving forward on Intimate Moments. I love that verse, but you stay tuned because the best is yet to come.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa, silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, the Thursday edition Intimate Moments. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. We love the conversation, my family. We love the music as well. Now, should we go back into the basics, which is the Word of God? I suppose you know that the Word of God will never mislead us. We will always be at the right time, at the right place, whenever God speaks to us. Right? Stay in there. In the midst of all challenges, speak the word. Declare the word into the universe. Because each and every one of us has been given the authority by the Lord. Now, you'll always trust the God of the Bible, because his word has got the power to change my circumstances and your circumstances as well. Our responsibility in our walk with the Lord, my family, is to believe and trust the report of the word of the living God. And we are not alone, Tuana. We are not alone. We must also trust the Paraclete called the Holy Spirit. Why the Holy Spirit? Because even during creation, the word of the Lord tells us that the Spirit of the Lord was moving, was hovering over the face of the waters. Back to music, my family. Tonight, new we. It's a song of declaration. You are Yahweh.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.